This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. I have been a fan for a couple of decades now of a group of people called the Reduced Shakespeare Company. They are not a group that just goes out and does Shakespeare, although they parodied Shakespeare in their very first, most famous show. They have since then gone on to do the complete history of books and America and sports and Hollywood and Western civilization. Their newest show is called The Complete History of Comedy. But the reason I'm talking about them today is because a show that they did a long time ago is getting them into trouble now in 2014. The show is called The Bible, The Complete Word of God. And a small town in Northern Ireland, just outside of Belfast, had booked the Reduced Shakespeare Company to come in and do their Bible show. But because of some pressure from a group in that town, it has now been yanked. So I've asked my friend Austin Titchener, one of the two people, along with Reed Martin, who writes all of the RSC shows and directs them and comes up with the mayhem and merriment on stage, to join me here today to talk about what is going on with the Bible 20 years after you wrote your version of it. Hi, Austin.
Hi, Paul. I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but we had somebody tweet who said, "I'm so sorry, I woke up this morning in Northern Ireland and suddenly it's the 17th century. I'm not sure what happened."
Am I right that the Bible, the complete Word of God abridged, is something like 20 years old now?
Yeah, it's almost 20 years old. We premiered it at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. in 1995. It was nominated for a Helen Hayes Award for Best New Play. We premiered it in England, well, at the Edinburgh Festival in Edinburgh, Scotland, in 1997, where a minister from the Church of Scotland came up to us afterwards and said, "Ah, it was better than the book." His Scottish accent was better than mine. We then ran it at the Gielgud Theatre in the West End in 97, summer of 97. Then it ran in repertory with our first two shows, The Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged and The Complete History of America Abridged, at the Criterion Theatre for almost 6 years. So, and it's toured the UK and Ireland as recently as 5 years ago, in around 2008.
Has any RSC show ever played at the Newton Abbey on the outskirts of Belfast, Northern Ireland?
No, but we spoke to the theater manager yesterday, and he said he's been very disappointed by this decision. I think he was forced to make the decision, but he wouldn't talk to me about that. But he's actually booked us into other theaters that he has run. This is clearly a political decision that has been forced on him by the artistic council that owns this theater and runs it, and they are heavily informed by, if not run by, a very conservative, reactionary, religiously right-wing party.
They are evangelical Christians who, from what I've read in a couple of articles about this, their attitude is, you can read the Bible, but you can't make fun of the Bible. The Bible is not to be made fun of, right?
Yeah, I guess that's their position. I think they think that we are mocking their faith. The Bible, the Complete Word of God Abridged, specifically does not mock anybody's faith. We sort of bend over. In many ways, it's the least offensive of our shows, because we know that this is a sensitive topic and we don't want to offend people's faith. But we want to celebrate the stories. And the irony is, you know, for me, the theater is my temple. And when I gather in a theater with other fellow artists or other members of the audience, it is my form of worship, and we are gathering to lift our voices together in laughter. That is how I celebrate, you know, being amongst my fellow human beings. And for them to cancel my performance is sort of an infringement of my religious rights.
But the thing about your show is, while it is about the Bible and about religious figures in the Bible and the stories that are in the Bible, it's not anti-Christian any more than it's anti-Muslim or anti-Jew, is it?
Exactly right. In fact, two things. In fact, when we deal with the resurrection of Jesus in the second act, it's the moment in the show where everything becomes very quiet and very sincere. And the audience goes, "Oh, hey, these guys aren't just jokers. they actually know what they're talking about, because we're very respectful, and it's a very almost spiritual, almost religious moment. And the other point about that, as we all Reed Martin and Adam Long and I are the three co-authors of the script, and we all come from a Christian tradition. Reed's father, in fact, was a born-again Christian, and he loved the show, and he thought, in fact, it was celebratory of the Christian faith, not derogatory.
Now, I know that you said that the show is Act 1, Old Testament, Act 2, New Testament, although in Israel, it's a one-act show.
Correct.
Which I love. Have you had problems with religious groups protesting against this elsewhere?
We've never had a production canceled. There have always been complaints. There have always been somebody who said, oh, well, you shouldn't be making fun of the Bible. Well, okay, I'm sorry you feel that way, but, you know, I know that I've been married to my wife for 25 years, and I know that one of the successful benchmarks of our relationship is that we make fun of each other.
Mm-hmm.
That is just what friends do. We celebrate each other by teasing, and this is our way of celebrating the Bible. And I get that some people don't want to celebrate that way, but I don't agree that people should celebrate the Bible in a humorless or pornographically violent way like Mel Gibson likes to do. But I would not, for once, at any one moment, dream of censoring those people. And yet they think it's all right to censor me and my way of celebrating the Bible.
I'm going
to
guess that the people who've complained about this in the past, and these people in Northern Ireland who complained so much that your gig got canceled there, I'm guessing they've never seen the show.
Never seen the show, never read the script, don't care to, and don't want anyone else to either.
This group of evangelical Christians that started all this trouble, they have a history of trying to ban works of art and films and other things. They got the Monty Python movie, The Life of Brian, banned in that part of Northern Ireland. And I don't know if you know about this, Austin. I did a little bit of research into them. They once banned Jeff Lynne and his rock band, the Electric Light Orchestra, from doing a concert in a council-controlled leisure center, whatever that is. It makes me think it's an old folks' home. Maybe it's an arena. I don't know. Because they were doing their gig on a Sunday. So ELO, not allowed because you're playing on the Lord's Day.
They also, I just saw this on the BBC myself because I'm here in London. They also tried to close playgrounds and tie up swings on Sundays because, God forbid, a day of rest is also a day of fun.
One of the people from that group, a guy by the name of Robert Hill, said about allowing you to put on the Bible, the complete Word of God abridged, he said, well, if somebody said there's going to be a live sex show at the mill, would people say, yeah, that's okay? So my next question for you is, when are you doing the complete history of live sex shows abridged?
Well, first of all, I don't think anybody would pay to see that, would pay to see me in a live sex show. On the other hand, the research could be really fun. So I'm torn. I'm of two minds. I'll have to get back to you on that.
Well, you're not in London to actually perform in this. It's another group of RSC performers who were supposed to be in Northern Ireland next week doing this show, right?
Correct. Yes, I thought I was only coming over to sort of just watch their last few rehearsals, give them a few notes, pat them on the rear ends, and send them on their way. But apparently, no. I'm having to fight a battle that I thought had sort of been won already.
Yeah. Yeah. Considering your history in the UK, and Northern Ireland is part of the UK, and you've played pretty much throughout all of Great Britain at this point, I'm with you. I would have thought long ago it had been over and done with. But
in fact, when we toured it in 2008, there was a group that complained, and when we performed in the Republic of Ireland, you know, South Ireland.
Yeah.
And the Irish Supreme Court, members of the Irish Supreme Court, actually went to a performance that was not canceled because they were asked to render judgment. And the Irish Supreme Court said that the Bible, the complete Word of God abridged, is juvenile but not blasphemous, like Monty Python's Life of Brian. And we thought, holy moly, we should put that on the poster.
Well, the good news is that in most of the English-speaking world, outside of Newton Abbey, which is a horrible show on the BBC, by the way.
Terrible. The worst sequel ever.
The little town of Newton Abbey, Northern Ireland. You can't see them, but in the rest of the English-speaking world, you can. The reduced Shakespeare company. Austin Titchener, one of the co-writers, directors, and performers. Thanks so much for joining me here today.
You're welcome. Thanks, Paul.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.